Okay, Mabel Louise Stewart, good morning.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Wisconsin. I pray it's the same at your place. I stood at the closet door this morning and thought, now let me see, do I wear a spring jacket or do I need a heavier coat? Now, to me, that's a nice problem. After wearing the heavy coats, the gloves, the scarves, oh my goodness, all those things that we wore all winter, isn't it nice to get up in the morning and see the birds? Yes, they're back. I saw a beautiful cardinal right outside my office window. There he was, nice and fat and ready to build a nest. Isn't that something? The Lord is so good to give us the four seasons. And all of us have been waiting for those 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and all those higher degrees. Well, let me give you the verse for the day, and then I'll proceed with my message from Acts chapter 16. It's all about Lydia, the woman who's known as the seller of purple. Well, here's my verse. It's taken from Psalm 70, verse 4. Short, but oh, so sweet. Let all those that seek the Lord rejoice and be glad in him. And let such as love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. And that's what I want to do today over the broadcast. And isn't it precious to be able to get up in the morning, read the word, and know that it's living and it has something special for each of us. And before I get into my message right quick, let me remind you, the coming revival is called Revise Wisconsin. It's coming up soon, April 8th through the 14th. And you know it'll not be successful unless we pray. And so every Monday throughout the month of March, people are meeting at the Pizza Ranch restaurant. There's a separate room there for prayer. So why don't you go and join them? By the way, that restaurant, in case you're not familiar, is across from Menards West. You can't miss it. So be sure and be there. And now about Lydia. Let me read the scriptures. They're short and sweet. Let me read them. Paul is writing and he said, Luke is writing and he's talking about Paul and Silas being at Philippi, and on the Sabbath, Paul and Silas went out of the city by the riverside where prayer was wont to be made. And Paul said, we sat down and spoke unto the women which gathered there. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, and she was from the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, she heard us. And her heart was opened, and she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. In other words, she did what Paul preached. She accepted Jesus as her Savior. And she asked to be baptized. And it says, and when she was baptized and her household, apparently the commentaries indicate that that was probably the household, because it didn't say children. So they have assumed that she was a single woman and that she had lots of servants. And you'll know that as I go ahead with my message. Anyway, she was baptized and her household. And she sought us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. So she invited Paul and Silas to come and stay there while they preached in the area. So let me give you a little bit of her background. First of all, she came from Macedonia, a Greek province, and Macedonia was the center of commerce in 51 AD. And the city of Philippi was located between the Aegean Sea and the Adriatic Sea. And it was the connection between the Middle East and Europe via the Great Northern Highway that, by the way, which was built by the Romans. The area was noted for its many gold mines. Think of that. Philippi was located at the northeast corner of Greece, and this was Paul's first church in Europe. Thessalonica was about 100 miles west of Philippi and was the largest city of Macedonia. So Paul was only there a short time, but God gave him a multitude of souls. I found it interesting that Dr. Luke was the pastor of this church for 6 years, and it's believed that he also carried on his work as a doctor or a physician in that particular city. As far as we know, the church at Philippi was one of the purest of all of the New Testament churches. Well, Lydia was a very important businesswoman in this town, and some historians believe that she inherited the business from her parents. Not only was this a rich city, but kings and queens would come here via boat and purchase their material that was purple in color and with Lydia's special dye. Let me explain quickly, because I did this on my last broadcast, but there were two sources of purple dye, and one came from a weed called madder, M-A-D-D-E-R, and that weed grew all every place in the valley. And it would be similar to our vegetable beet. And of course, every time you washed your cloth, it would lighten so it wouldn't stay in. But the second source, and this was Lydia's, of course, was a single drop of excretion from the seashell named murex or mollusk. And it was especially good in Lydia's area because of all the minerals in the water. And, of course, this particular seashell was very prevalent in that area. So Lydia would hire servants to go out to the shoals and gather up the seashells and bring them back to her place of business. And there were lots of shoals all along that particular seacoast, and no doubt she was specially talented at mixing the dye and preparing the fabrics for royalty. And her purple cloth was sold mostly to kings and queens. It was evident that she was a highly respected businesswoman. And this commentary said she was a woman of determination, foresight, and generosity. She drew people to herself. I'll quote, unquote. And we can imagine this radiant woman. But after all, she was not satisfied with in her heart. She knew that something was lacking. And Lydia, no doubt, was taught as a child about God, even though this area was specially known for worshiping the god Apollos. Lydia knew how and when to worship, but she had never ever heard about Jesus coming to earth to die for her sins. She was not satisfied, and in other words, she had a head knowledge but not a heart acceptance. And in spite of her work and heavy responsibilities, she took time out to worship the only true God and to meet together with the women on the Sabbath day. There was no synagogue in the area because there was not enough people to conduct the services, and it required at least 10 to 14 families to open a synagogue. So in this particular town, it was customary for anyone who wanted to meet by the riverside as a place to pray together. Perhaps it was cooler there and nice grass to sit on. Well, some of the historians reported that there were 13 women there that day, and Paul and Silas approached them and asked if they could share their faith. The Bible said that Lydia heard. In other words, she was open, her heart was open to the truth, and she took action. She did something about it. In other words, she listened and she responded. She was, after all, hungering and thirsting after God. And we know she was a seeker after the truth because she was the first convert in Europe. And Paul spoke about the God of Abraham who had sent his only son to earth to redeem the people, and that Jesus was the bridge to gap between God and man. He told the women that by faith in Jesus Christ, there was redemption and eternal life and a new way to live. Well, Lydia, bless her heart, she was all ears. She craved to know the truth. And you know, I really believe that the people in our area, right here and in your area, are hungering and thirsting after God's truth. They're not satisfied. They want something more, and that more is to know Jesus personally. So she listened, she heard, as the Bible said, and she opened her heart. Of course, she had known about God, but not that God had sent his only son to die on the cross for her sins. John 3:16 was not familiar, and now she had a personal faith in Christ. She was baptized and identified herself as a Christian along with her household. Some historians believe that she was a single woman, and others, some thought maybe a widow, and her children and servants all accepted Christ, and they were all baptized. But the King James doesn't say anything about children, nor does it say anything about a husband. So that's why there's differences of opinions. And oh dear, I'm out of time. So let me get back to you and talk some more about this precious woman, and we can learn together what she has taught us through her life. It's been so good to be with you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.